Okay. I have a couple of announcements to do here. Homer May is collecting plant material for the plant sale that starts Friday at 1 o'clock, and it goes on Saturday also. It's in your bulletin. And if you have plant materials, you're to call Homer May and let him know what you have, and then they can be delivered late Friday morning before the sale. And I'm also supposed to announce that it's Alan and Jennifer Goodwin's 24th anniversary. Congratulations. In our bulletin, you'll see a lot of prayers and concerns. Please hang on to your bulletin and pray for the people in there this week. And at this time, let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you for your sovereignty and your majesty and your might. We praise you for the wonderful works you are doing through us in the earth. We thank you for your love and your care and your protective hand over us. We thank you for the many times that you've delivered us from problems and the issues in our lives and in our world. We are very grateful for your love and your mercy. We thank you so much, Lord, for your concern for us and all the answers to prayers. We lift up and bring before you this morning those among us that are hurting spiritually and physically. We ask that you give them help and healing and hope. For we have an eternal hope in you, and we should keep our eyes focused on that. You have been a refuge and a strength in troubled times, and we have faith in your ability to sustain us in every situation. Please help us keep joy in our hearts wherever we go and wherever we are. We ask that you fill our hearts with joy that only you can give. Help us lay our burdens down at your feet this morning and open our minds to all that you have us to learn this morning. We are hungry for your word and your spirit. We love you. And we long for the time when we can spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We have a special presentation this morning. You know how, maybe you don't, but Boy Scouts of America is just huge in this church, in this community. I'm not sure how many boys are active at this point. 35 in the troop. So that is a praise God, because that is an important program. But with it, yes, this is a Boy Scouts of America. If you don't know, it is a way that boys may become leaders. And Boy Scouts of America is it's essentially a training ground of leadership. And I celebrate Boy Scouts. But today, we're celebrating a part of Boy Scouts. There's a God and Country program in Boy Scouts, and first through third grade is God and Me, which we're going to be starting this next Monday for that age group. Then there's God and Family that I believe is fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. There's God and Church, which is seventh and eighth grade, and then God and Life, which is high school. And we have a couple boys who have been working very hard that I'd like to introduce at this time, and they have done a lot of work to get through the God and Church program. It helps them in their relationship with God and the church, and what, in our situation, what United Methodism is about and what we stand for. And so, Jonathan McCabe, Robert Riggs, would you please come up, as well as your families? Come on up here. I'm going to stand here and face the congregation. These are two awesome young men that I have been honored to get to know, and I just appreciate the work and the time and the effort that you have put in. And I thank you guys for leading and directing and helping them out whenever they needed it, or maybe even sometimes when they didn't think they needed it. But we have a pin, and it says God and Country across the top, and God and Church on the medallion, and it has the cross and flame standing for the United Methodist symbol. Would you like to pin this on Jonathan? Would you like to pin that on Robert? I would do it, but I didn't bring any Band-Aids. This takes several months to go through. It is something that you have to be consistent, and your stick-to-itiveness as a youth has to be really great. So these guys have done a great job to carry through with the task. Having troubles? That's great. That's great. That's all right. We all, yes. Some of you may have met them already because they were greeters for several Sundays and things like that. So maybe you've met them already. If you haven't, make sure you introduce yourself the next time you see them, okay? Jonathan McCabe, Robert Riggs. Here's your patch. And there is a card for your billfold. And I also have a certificate for you, but the preacher messed up, and so I'm going to have to get another one and give it to you later, all right? So they don't send extra ones in case you mess up, right? So blessings, guys. Thank you so very much. Appreciate it. Yes. Thank you.